It's time for Piers Pioneer Sports on You Are There Sports. Hello, everyone. I'm Rick Graham, and thanks for joining us for another exciting edition of Pioneer Sports, brought to you by RE/MAX Central, Dave Fisher, your agent, Radio Shack, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer, the Pierce School District, Bob's Lumber and Supply, the Pierce Fire Department, the Insurance Shop, Amp Fitness in Pierce, Scotty's Log and Landscape, Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company, the Marshick Insurance Agency, Central Minnesota Pest Control, Horizon Health, Sayre Backhoe and Gravel, Gertz Concrete, and Becker Screen Printing and Design. And now let's head to the action for Piers Pioneer Sports on YouAreTheirSports.com.
And good evening and welcome everyone to Monday Night Volleyball on You Are There Sports as Osakis has made the trek east to face the Pioneers. Hello everyone, Rick Grammond with you here. This match not originally on the schedule but added a couple of weeks ago. And this Osakis team, pretty good out of the Prairie Conference. They come in with a record of 11 wins and 7 losses. They are coached by Kirsten Wessel. Most recently, for the Silver Streaks, they defeated West Central Area. That's a Prairie Conference battle. That was Thursday night in Osakis. They won 3-1. They had their 35-match Prairie Conference winning streak snapped last Tuesday, losing at home to Browerville Eagle Valley 3-1. For the Pioneers and Coach Lisa Klein, they are 7-10 on the season. And the Pioneers currently 1-3 in conference play. It's the start of a busy week for this team. They'll be back in action tomorrow over in Long Prairie against Long Prairie Gray Eagle. And then Thursday, Central Minnesota Conference action against Holding Ford. That is in Holding Ford. Pioneers come in 7-10. Both teams wear red jerseys, black shorts. So the teams huddle up and we'll have the first serve for Osakis and Piers Volleyball tonight on You Are There Sports after this.
Hi, this is Steve, owner at Design Electronics Radio Shack in Little Falls. By now you probably know that we are your Verizon authorized wireless retailer, but I want you to know we are so much more. We offer an array of services including dish network sales and service. We have a full line of LG TVs that we not only sell, but we also deliver and set up. We can set up your whole home with an audio system, and we also offer monitored security. If you haven't shopped us in a while, I'm inviting you to stop in and check out all that we have to offer at Design Electronics.
I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. Fall kicks off a new sports season for the Pierce Pioneers. Fall is also a great season for selling your home. Let's get started today. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7. 365.
All right, we're underway as the Pioneers have first serve, and they've got the first point as Brianna Hopkins serve a good one, and then the Silver Streaks send it wide on the return. So it's a 1-0 lead for Piers out of the gate. Hopkins' second serve up and to the net, and here comes an attack from the near side. Blocked up front, tipped across by Furman. Now Brianna Hopkins for Furman. Passes it across. Here's Stuckmeyer inside the back line, and it's 2-0. Cassie Schmea, Kelsey Stuckmeyer, Leah Furman up front with Hannah Call, Claire Reardon, and Brianna Hopkins in the back. Here's Hopkins serving at 2-0. Up ahead now to the setter, Hannah Lean. And that's a good dig in the back row by Reardon. Good pass to the net will give Furman a chance. To the libero for Osakis. Now tipped across by Brittany Saddlemeyer. And they call a lift. And that's a point for Piers to go up 3-0. You've got Hannah Lean, their center. Kayla Sorensen, a middle hitter. And Tahara Hovey from the outside up front. And this is Sorensen dumping it across. Pioneers play it well. Here comes Furman, near side, back row. And this will be a scramble and a free ball over now for Osakis. Reardon up front, near side. Hopkins, big hit up front by Schmea. Return and blocked out by Straup. Straup couldn't keep it within the field of play, and it's a 4-0 start for Piers. Abigail Straup, a 5'7 senior setter. Here's the floating serve. Just made it to the front row. Back set for Strupp. Sends it to Hopkins. Now Furman. Middle hit coming from Call. Hannah goes long. That was the libero, Allie Shear, letting it go. And it's a 4-1 lead. Strupp to serve. Abigail is a 5-7 senior, and the first serve for Osakis of the match is played to Reardon in the middle back. Here's a set for Stuckmeyer off the block, and that's a winner. Kelsey Stuckmeyer gets the side out right back at 5-1. And now we'll get Jade Porter check in for Hannah Call on Coach Klein's first substitution. Here's Stuckmeyer serving at 5-1. And that one is to Shear up front. Played to Strupp, the setter. Big hit coming, and it was played, I believe, off a tip. No tip. 6-1 as Abigail Strupp. And that was off Saddlemeyer, so it'll be another serve for Stuckmeyer. And that's an ace. Took a little something off and dropped it in front of the middle back defender to make it 7-1. That was Tahara Hovey coming up short. Another serve directed to the near back. And from the attack line, played over by Hannah Lean in the middle. Now Shmaya uncorks a hit. Blocked by Osakis. They'll set it up for a near side pass, and Osakis in the net. And Coach Wessel says, we need a timeout here. 8-1 Piers in game one, as we'll take a break and come back to the MAC after this.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Chris Gammon. Next week is homecoming week. The slogan is, our blood, our sweat, Rockford tears. Congratulations to our homecoming king and queen candidates, Taylor Stumpf, Jennifer Brill, Nicole Schaefer, Cassie Vernick, Katie Funk, Noah Bozer, Johnny Casper, Teddy Daler, Nick Harold, and Brent Dorn. Coronation will be at 2:45 in the MAC on Monday, September 28th. We host Kimmel on Tuesday, September 29th, and Crosby Ironton in volleyball on Thursday, October 1st. Tennis has a home match October 1st versus Long Prairie, and we host Rockford in football on Friday, October 2nd. We appreciate everyone's continuing efforts in helping Piers High School be the best. Get involved in Piers athletics, music, and activities.
Well, I can see we need a new ad from the school, don't we? Here's Jade Porter on the attack. Played by Osakis, now near side. Saddlemeyer is denied in an ace block for Shmaya. 9-1 Piers coming out of the gate strong. And it's Kelsey Stuckmeyer at the line to serve. Kelsey directs it up to Lean. Tipped across. Pioneers scramble. Will they get it over? No. And that is a good hit for Hannah Lean of Osakis. And now into the lineup comes Morgan Stallo. And she'll replace Tahara Hovey in the lineup. At the line to serve, Brittany Saddlemeyer, 5'10 senior. 9-2 Piers. Good serve played by Stuckmeyer. Good pass to Hopkins. Porter got it across, played by the Silver Streaks. Big hit, but long from the near post by Stallo. And it's a 10-2 side-out serve. And here comes Casey Brzozowski in for the first time. She'll replace Hannah Call. And it's Cassie Vernig to serve. Excuse me, Cassie Shmaya. Cassie was a homecoming queen. Here's the serve. Up to the libero. And from the far side, Pioneer's able to get a piece of it. I believe that was Porter, played over on a tip by Stuckmeyer. Now in the middle, tipped across to Porter. Pioneers will have Hopkins passing for Furman. Furman delivers, played there by Lean. In the middle, tipped across by Osakis' Kayla Sorensen. Now Porter winds up for a big swing and a win. Porter goes cross court, and it's an 11-2 lead. Cassie Shmaya once more to serve. Good serve played by Allie Shear in the back line. They just get it over. No, they got a lift. Late whistle, but they call the lift on Shear, and it's a 12-2 lead for the Pioneers. Serving again, Cassie Shmaya. Zips it over to Shear. Her pass goes near the outside boundary, but played by Osakis. In the middle now, Brashovsky for an attack. Played by Shear off the rafters up top. Got over, though, to Pierce. Now Porter winds. Saddlemeyer with a back row dig. Up top for Lean. Tipped across to Stuckmeyer. Plays it to Furman off a pass from Hopkins, and that's long. No tip, so it's a side out and a point to Osakis at 12-3. Coach Wessel now brings in Corinne Collins for the libero, Ali Shear. And the silver streak serve played to Porter off Sorensen's serve. Stuckmeyer knocks it to the back row. Now Osakis sets up near side with Stallo. Tipped over to Jordan Jansen, the Piers libero. Here's a hit by Brashovsky through the block and down. Casey Brashovsky. And now the libero Shear back in, replacing Kayla Sorensen. The middle hitter sits. 13-3, Furman's first serve of the night. Almost an ace, dug out by Shear. Near side, into the net. Corinne Collins didn't get enough elevation, hit it into the middle of the net. And it's a 14-3, Piers lead in game one. Furman at the line to serve for the second time. Here's Lee's running jump. Ah, that one's into the net. And just as Collins didn't get enough on it, not enough height on that serve from Leah Furman. 14-4, and now Osakis will send Hannah Lean to the line. Lean punches it over to Jordan Jansen and Brashovsky, and that was a miscue as Jansen and Brashovsky hit it out, and it's 14-5. Another serve for Lean, 5'9 junior setter. Stands right in the middle of the basketball free throw lane. Sends it to the middle back to Jordan Jansen. In the middle, Brashovsky off a feed, and that one is long, and no tip. Point for Osakis, and they're putting a little run together now at 14-6 in favor of Piers. It was 13-3 at one point. Here's Porter off a back set from Furman. Osakis plays it across, and we've got a violation on Osakis into the net. Double hit, actually. Call up, and Porter will come out. 15-6. Here is the Hannah call serve. Good one to Saddlemeyer for a winner. Hannah call with an ace. Saddlemeyer tried to play it off the side, and it handcuffed her. And now she'll set, and Jessica LeBrun will replace Saddlemeyer. 16-6 following that point for Hannah Call. LeBrun goes into the middle back spot. Call sets up in the far corner to serve. Here's Hannah, the junior. Played right to the new girl in the lineup, LeBrun. Near side attack coming. Big swing there, but in the net. Abby Strupp was in the net on her follow-through, and it's 17-6. Piers by 11 here in game one. Another serve coming for Hannah Call. Good serve and played LeBrun. That ricochets off the girders up top and drops to the floor for an ace. Timeout again for Osakis as Coach Wessel has seen her team fall behind by a dozen in game one. It's Piers 18, Osakis 6.
Amp Fitness, located on Main Street in Piers, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on-site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Piers Pioneers. Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Piers, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Piers.
We are back to action after the Osakis timeout, and the Pioneers have already rattled off two more points off Hannah Callser's. And they've established a 20-6 lead on Osakis now as Saddlemeyer re-enters, replacing Jessica LeBrun. And LeBrun had come in to replace Saddlemeyer defensively. Here's Call again. Good serve. Almost a double hit there, I thought it was. And there's a block up front by the Pioneers. Kelsey Stuckmeyer, and it's 21-6. Here now, Hannah Call again, a 15-point lead for the Pioneers. Hannah, good serve, and that is long, just long. 21-7 in favor now of the Pioneers, and up off the bench comes Tahara Hovey. She'll replace Morgan Stallo, and it'll be Hovey coming in to serve. Piers 21, Osakis 7 in game one. Hovey served to Hannah Call. Good pass. Gets it to Furman. Back to Hannah, but she mishit it and low and into the net to make it 21-8. Slow start for Osakis. They're a much better volleyball team than they're showing here in game one. Here's Hovey again. Good serve to Jordan Jansen. Pass to the far side. Stuckmeyer got an off-balance tip across. Now the Pioneers play it. Hopkins for Brzozowski directs a tip across. Good play there by Osakis' Abby Straup. She passed it deep to the back line where there was only one girl left, and that was Brzozowski, and she didn't have much of a chance. Just got the fingers on it. So it's 21-9. Pioneers by 12. Another serve to Jansen, and Call backing her up. Made a nice play, and they got it over. Now it is Lean, near side off a block. Good play by Jansen. Call, did she get enough on it? Over to Brzozowski. I thought that should have been four hits. So did the Osakis. And there's a hit that goes long off Osakis' middle hitter, Corinne Collins, and it's 22-9. And now Reardon will replace Brzozowski and serve. Piers 22, Osakis 9, game one tonight. Here's Reardon serve. Claire to Saddlemeyer to Lean, back to Saddlemeyer. The right-hander delivers off Hopkins' block for an Osakis side out, 22-10. And now Collins will sit, and back in comes Kayla Sorensen. At the line to serve the libero, Allie Shear. Shear to Reardon, and that's going to be directed out of play for an ace. Shear gets the winner, 22-11. Shear, ready to go again. Fires it over to Hannah Call. Up now to Furman. Pushes it over. Here's Shmaya sending it long, and it's 22-12. Shear for a third attempt. Here comes the libero. Directs it to Hannah Call. Furman plays it back for Hopkins. Awful block. Shear able to come up and play it. Now Saddlemeyer on a hit across to Call. Pioneers play it to Stuckmeyer, and Stuckmeyer delivers. Dug out in the back row by Osakis. Saddlemeyer again, and that's off Call for a winner. Brittany Saddlemeyer on her second chance paid off. Nice angle, and it's 22-13 Pioneers. Another serve coming for Allie Shear to Call. Floater to the net, dumped over on an ace. Kayla Sorensen with the winner, and that'll prompt Coach Klein to take a timeout as Osakis has rattled off several points in a row to make it 22-14, Piers game one.
Did you know the second leading cause of fire death for older adults is heating? Hi, I'm Dave Russell from the Piers Fire Department. To make sure you'll stay warm and safe this winter, follow these life-saving tips. When buying a space heater, look for the auto-off feature should the heater fall over. Keep space heaters at least 3 feet away from other objects. Your fireplace should have a screen large enough to catch flying sparks and rolling logs. This message was brought to you by the Piers Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Okay, we are back at the Memorial Athletic Center in Piers. It's Piers and Osakis in non-conference volleyball on a Monday night. Piers up 22-14 over the Silver Streaks. We're in game one. At the line coming out of the Pioneer timeout is Allie Shear. Osakis out of timeouts. Coach Klein now appears one timeout remaining. You get two per game. Shear sends the serve to Reardon. Pass over and in the net was the setter, Furman. And so it's 22-15. Shear again. Two-step approach to Hannah Call. Passes it up to Furman, and this will be Reardon from the back row, knocking it to Shear. Lean, far side, and not over. Straup hit it into the net for the Silver Streaks to make it 23-15. Pioneers by 8. They need 2 to take game 1, and the top of their service rotation, Brianna Hopkins sends it over and gets it up front to Lean. Near side, blocked up front by Schmea and Furman. Now played over on a free ball by Sorensen. Furman in the middle for Schmea, and she hit it low. 23-16, side out Silver Streaks. And it's Abby Straup turn to serve. 5'7" senior. Straup sends the serve to Reardon. Good pass up where Hopkins wants Furman down the side, and it's good, and it's game point. 24-16, and now Jade Porter comes back in for Hannah Call. Serving for the game is Kelsey Stuckmeyer. Kelsey fires it up to the net at the middle, tipped across. Stuckmeyer plays it. Up front now, the Pioneers zip it over where Osakis is ready. Saddlemeyer unwinds, cross court, wide. Pioneers take game one. 25-16. Pioneers victorious and take a 1-0 lead. They'll change sides. We'll be back at the MAC for game 2 after this.
Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-468-2742. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-468-2742. Wishing the Pierce Pioneers the best of luck. If you're a homeowner, you know that homeowners' insurance rates are rising rapidly. Doesn't it make sense to lock into the lowest rates available? The Insurance Shop, with offices in Pierce and Foley, works closely with 12 different homeowner companies to find the very best fit for you and your homeowner insurance needs. No one knows how high rates will go, so let the Insurance Shop go to work for you, finding the deal that provides the best homeowners coverage for the best price. No matter where you're located in central Minnesota, the Insurance Shop can help. Ask them about packaging your homeowner's coverage with your auto insurance as well. The Insurance Shop in Piers and Foley is a proud supporter of our local student athletes. Contact Ron today in the Piers area. Call 468-6177 or in the Foley area. Contact them at 968-6217.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Johnny Casper, member of the Piers football team. All fall sports are in full swing. Piers is very proud of and blessed to have these activities that provide such great entertainment. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style. There are still many home events left this fall, so come out and support all our activities as we strive to reach our goals. We would like to thank Select Therapy for offering their service to the Piers students free of charge. Physical therapist Andrew Hedrich is doing a great job helping our athletes. Thank you to our sponsors who make this broadcast possible, and thank you to everyone who makes this Piers community a great place to live. Go Pioneers!
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance, and no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
Yes, we are back at Piers, and speaking of Rosie Prisbilla, happy birthday to Rosie, celebrating a birthday today. And speaking of birthdays, a sweet 16 happy birthday wish to Sarah Browsen today. Happy birthday, Sarah. It's 1-0 Piers. They won game one, and now Osaka serves to start game two. Shear played up to the net, played over on a free ball by Schmea. Saddlemeyer to the call in the back row. Here's Kelsey Stuckmeyer, and that is good. Inside the line, maybe even hit the line. Kelsey Stuckmeyer makes it 1-0. And now Reardon will serve. Nope, Hopkins in. Now Breeze at the top of the rotation, so she wasn't on the floor defensively for that first point, but she's there now to serve. 1-0. Good serve, Hopkins. Up to the net, lean. She wants Sorensen. Passed it over, and now the Pioneers set up a far side attack for Furman. Lean in the back row. Up top for Strope. Saddlemeyer played to call. Now in the middle for Schmea. Tipped and blocked back. Pioneers again set it up. Here comes Hopkins for Stuckmeyer, played by Saddlemeyer. Lean gives it back to Saddlemeyer. Far side block. Pioneers will get it back. Hopkins with a good play. In the middle, Sorensen. Hopkins with a one-handed dig, but it's out. Pioneers were kind of on their heels there as Osakas had the better of that volley and eventually got the point to tie it at 1-1. Piers up one game to none on a 25-16 game one win. Here comes Furman. Back line, but wide. 2-1 Osakas. That's their first lead. They trailed right out of the chute, 8-1 in game one, and just never got up over the hill. As now the serve for Abigail Strout to Hannah Call. Hopkins pushes it over for Leah Furman. Furman back for Shear. Up to the net, dumped across on a pass by Strout. In the middle, Schmea blocked up front by Saddlemeyer, and Saddlemeyer dominating up front. The 5'10 senior makes it 3-1. Abby Straup again to serve, right-hander. Directs her serve towards the middle back where Claire Reardon passes it well up front. Stuckmeyer with a big hit. Excuse me, that's Schmea. Cassie Schmea. And now Porter will replace Call up front. 3-2 Osakas. And it's Kelsey Stuckmeyer serving. Good serve to Shear up to the net. Strout over for Lean. Left-hand attack blocked up front by Furman. Back again, Lean. Porter covers but sends it into the crowd. A diving attempt there by Jade Porter and a good play by Hannah Lean. Now checking out is Tahara Hovey and into the lineup, Kayla Sorensen. You've got Stallo, Lean, and Sorensen up front. Saddlemeyer serve is low and into the net. 4-3 in the side-out serve to the Pioneers. Reardon will check out. Brzozowski in, Schmea to serve. Pioneers serving right to left. Again, both teams red jerseys, black shorts. Cassie Schmea to tie. Good serve, but played up by Strout. Cross tipped and out. Furman tried to block, got a piece of it, but it deflected into the bleachers. 5-3 silver streaks, and now Sorensen to serve for Osakas. Here comes the Sorensen. Sinking serve, played well by Stuckmeyer, up for Hopkins. Porter will get a swing and knocks it softly over. Now tipped across, Pioneers ready with Furman. Hopkins in the middle, Brzozowski unwinds, blocked and down, Casey Brzozowski. Makes it 5-4. And now we'll get Kylie Porter in, replacing Bree Hopkins. So both Porter sisters in, and Jordan Jansen is the libero in as well. And at the line is Leah Furman, Stuckmeyer, and Brzozowski on the court as well. Free ball at the net, tipped over by Kylie Porter, but we've got a silver streak in the net. And I believe it was Corinne Collins ruled in the net. So it's 5-5, and now Furman to serve for the lead. Furman for Lean up front. This is Straup in the middle, back for Lean. That's a big hit. Hannah Lean uncorks one to give Osakis the 6-5 advantage. Long black hair tied in a ponytail, long lean girl. Here's the Lean serve, literally. And that's going to be a winner off chance, and Jordan's pass went to no man's land right in the middle of the floor. So it's 7-5 Osakis. Hannah Lean to serve again, a 5'9 junior. Jade Porter up for Furman. In the middle, Brzozowski off a block, but Shear was ready. Now Lean sends it back for Jordan Jansen. Furman near side. Jade Porter again got it over, but it's going to be called for a lift. 8-5 Silver Streaks in game two. And at the line again is Hannah Lean. Lean sends it to Jansen. Good pass up Furman. That'll give Kylie Porter a tip chance, denied there by Stroop. And Jade Porter delivers where Lean was ready to dig. Now knocked across and down by Osakis' Morgan Stallo for the winner. She hit it off the block up front. And it's 9-5 Silver Streaks. And now Coach Klein changing up her defensive alignment a little bit. And a low serve is an ace. Boy, that barely made it over the net. And boy, it had a lot of sink to it. And that's an ace for Lean to make it a 10-5 lead for Osakis. They came in 11-7 on the year. Here now is Jansen, and a miscommunication by the Pioneers. Nobody came to play the ball, and Jansen at the last moment raced up and tried to get it over, but not enough on it, and now Cassie Schmea will replace Jordan in the back line. 11-5 Osakis. Lean again to serve. Plays it off for Kylie Porter. Leah Furman. And it's played over on a pass by Stuckmeyer. Lean now. Far side Stallo blocked by Brzozowski, and she is called for a lift. 12-5, and Coach Klein is going to take a timeout. Osakis playing much better in game two. They're up 12-5, prompting a Piers timeout from the MAC.
Nothing spoils a fun get-together, or for that matter, everyday life, than unwanted pests. It won't be long until the summer season turns to fall, and the Asian beetles and box elder bugs will be out in force. Central Minnesota Pest Control can take care of the spraying that'll control those unwanted pests. And if you have a lake cabin, you know how spiders can be an issue. Around the home, ants and bees can make life miserable. And if you're a dairy farmer, controlling flies and spiders can be a huge issue. All of these pests can be controlled. Get started with a call to Central Minnesota Pest Control at 468-2652. Let Dewey and his staff handle your pest problems.
Boy, and I have noticed those Asian beetles have been out lately, so give Dewey a call. 12-5 Osakis in game two. Pioneers took the opener 25-16. Lean again to Brzozowski. Now near side, Kylie Porter low and into the net, and it's a 13-5 Osakis lead. A good service run for Hannah Lean, the setter for Osakis. Oh, she hit that one. That barely made it to the attack line on her own side. That's the equivalent of a 50-foot fastball in the dirt. 13-6 as the Pioneers get the side out, and Hannah Call comes in to serve, replacing Jade Porter. So it's Call, Schmea, Furman, Kylie Porter, Brzozowski, and Stuckmeyer. Serve, good one to Saddlemeyer. Up for Straup, tipped across by Stallo. Now the Pioneers set it up for Kylie Porter. Off a tip, good dig by Lean. And Stallo again is good. Morgan Stallo through the double block of Kylie Porter and Casey Brzozowski for the point. And now Holvey back in. She'll serve, replacing Stallo. 14-6 Osakis. And the serve popped up, and this will be a free ball over for Porter, but she can't get it over. Off the heel of the palm of her hand, 15-6, and now Brianna Hopkins in for Kylie Porter. 15-6 Osakis, game two. Pioneers don't get it together. We're going to go at least four tonight here as Holvey sends a serve to Schmea. Furman now from the line. It's call, and that ball is in. Just inside the far corner, and Rachel Prisbilla, the line judge, points the flag down saying good. 15-7, Reardon in. Brashovsky out. Reardon to serve. Schmea, Hopkins, Stuckmeyer up front. Call and Furman and Reardon back row. Shear plays it up for Lean and knocked over by Collins. Now it's Hopkins in the middle for Cassie Schmea. Blocked up, played, and Alsakis's Shear can't get to it despite an outstanding effort. Allie Shear, a diving attempt, and it's a point for Piers at 15-8. Reardon to serve again. Claire floats it over. Up to the net. Lean wants Saddlemeyer. Blocked up front by the Pioneers. Back row. Good play up front by Osakis. Collins, I believe, with an ace tip. Directing it off Hannah Call. And now Sorensen will come in. And it's 16-8. Here's Allie Shear, the libero, to Reardon. Coming over, Pioneer scrambling, and Hopkins get it over. Lean up to the net for Abby Strout. Wants Saddlemeyer across the way. Blocked but played by Pierce. In the air for Stuckmeyer. Dumps it across. Shear dives. Lean plays it to the net. Passed over to the back row of Pierce where Furman plays it up. Now played up by the Pioneers. Hopkins back over for Osakis, blocked up front, Saddlemeyer, tipped up by Stuckmeyer, Hopkins another tip. Now Lean, Saddlemeyer for another try, blocked again by the Pioneers up front. Lean again for Saddlemeyer, and that one is covered up by Stuckmeyer. Now Furman in the middle, Schmea tip, that's blocked by Osakis. Hopkins knocks it across. Longest volley of the night is Saddlemeyer. Crossed the way, tipped and down. There finally is the point for Abby Strope. Boy, a lot of net action there between the two teams. And finally, Strupp got it to drop off of Pioneer block. 17-8, Shear to serve. That one's going to go long. 17-9 on the long serve by Allie Shear. And Brianna Hopkins turn to serve. Piers up a game, but Osakis looking to tie it. Lean. Far side, big hit, and a winner. That is Kayla Sorensen on an excellent feed from Lean. 18-9. And the serve coming to Call. Her pass wants Hopkins. Coming up to Schmea. Took a little something off and a good play by the libero Lean, and we got a violation on Osakis. A lift called, and it's 19-9. Piers gets the side out. Kelsey Stuckmeyer to serve. Pioneers down 10, and now Jade Porter back into the front row, replacing Hannah Call. Kelsey ready. Gets the whistle. The 19-9 serve. Back row played by Holvey. Up to the net. Lean directs it. Just got it to the back line where Stuckmeyer up front. Porter on a tip. Saddlemeyer was ready and waiting. Saddlemeyer gets it back. Blocked but out. Furman and Schmea were there, but too much power on the hit by Brittany Saddlemeyer. And into the lineup now for Osakis is Stallo replacing Tahara Holvey. And Saddlemeyer is up to serve at 20-9, Osakis. Saddlemeyer tying her shoe. So it's becoming more and more evident that we're going to go at least four here as Osakis has built a sizable lead in game two. Porter sends it to the back row. A sprawling dig by Saddlemeyer, and they get it over. Reardon now up front. They play it over. Middle hit coming, and that is wide off a Furman attempt. 21-9 Osakis. Saddlemeyer again from the far corner. And it's to Reardon. Up now, Hopkins in the middle where Schmea takes a whack and delivers it off. Lean for the winner. 21-10, Brashovsky will replace Reardon in the front row with Cassie Schmad serve. Pioneers need a point run here. 21-10 Osakis. Long serve. Saddlemeyer, though, played it. Up to the net. Stallow off a block. Played up by Hopkins. Now Jade Porter tipped by the Silver Streaks. Furman at the net for Porter. Got it over to the Osaka side. Strupp delivers. Stuckmeyer played it nicely, and we got a whistle, and Pierce in the net. Pioneers in the net, and now Jansen will come in at the libero for Schmea. Collins back in for Osaka for Shear. 21-11. Stuckmeyer plays it up to the net. Far side, here is Furman. Big hit. Up front, here comes a big hit by Stallow, and that is through the block again. Morgan Stallow unwinding, 22-11. Osakis has doubled the point total here of the Pioneers in this second game. Serve just got over. Al Hopkins, and here comes Porter directing it across. Up front, Pioneers will get it up for Furman. Now Hopkins in the middle. Brzoski off a tip. Good back row play by Sorensen. Tipped across. Rolls all over the net and onto the Pioneer side. Still alive, though. Furman is blocked by Collins, and that's the winner. Either Collins or Stallow got a piece of that. And it's 23-11, and Coach Klein will use her second and final timeout of game two.
Hi, this is Brenda from Becker Screen Printing and Design in Pierce. Mitch and I would like to thank our loyal customers over the past 10 years and invite new clients to discover how we can help you. We provide quality garments with friendly service and are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for businesses, events, and athletic organizations. We provide a wide variety of garments, t-shirts, polo shirts, sweatshirts, burnouts, jackets, and more. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the Clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design on Main Street Piers.
Osakis, 2 points from tying this match up. 23-11. And now Anna Chisholm will come in for the first time of the match. Didn't play in game one. She'll replace Abigail Straup. At the line to serve, Kayla Sorensen. ...23-11, Osakis. Pierce out of timeouts, but only 2 points left. Pretty much a foregone conclusion that Osakis will tie this match at a game apiece. Jordan plays a serve. Jordan Jansen up to the net. Porter sends it long, and it's game point for the Silver Streaks, 24-11. And now Sorensen will try to serve out the game for Osakis. Free ball at the net, hammered over, and it was played there by the Pioneers' Hopkins. Porter, right-handed swing, off for Chisholm. Lean for Stallow, off a block to Stuckmeyer. Hopkins near side, here comes Porter again, and that's a winner. Jade got it off the fingertips of Kayla Sorensen of Osakis in the back row. Allie Shear replaces Sorensen as a defensive replacement. The libero in, 24-12. Service for Furman. Leah directs it long, and that's the game. Osakis, a game two winner, 25-12. And the teams have traded wins. We'll go at least four tonight as the Pioneers and Silver Streaks get ready for game three from Pierce on You Are There Sports.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Horizon Health is proud of the compassion and support our volunteers volunteers and employees provide to our Morrison County friends and neighbors every day. From simple chore services to home care services to independent senior housing to assisted living, Horizon Health is here to help you remain living in your community with the comfort, care, and independence you want and deserve. Call us at 800-224-6451 for more information on all our programs and services.
When things aren't made well, you find out sooner or later. It's like that with a wireless network, too. So if having your devices run on a reliable network matters to you, head to Design Electronics Radio Shack, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer. Get the iPad Air 2 for no money down for qualified customers. It comes equipped with a 9.7-inch Retina display and up to 10 hours battery life. Stop by Design Electronics Radio Shack, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer, located on the east side of Little Falls, and join the largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. Better matters.
New device payment activation required, subject to VCW agreements, calling plan, and credit approval.
You shouldn't have to travel from your hometown for rehab services. No matter where you had surgery, you have the right to choose the superior physical and occupational therapy, speech and language pathology, and cardiac rehabilitation services offered right here at St. Gabriel's Hospital and Little Falls Orthopedics. Their skilled teams of rehab specialists will help you get well again, no matter your condition. Imagine better health.
All for one. St. Gabriel's Hospital.
Well, it's even at one apiece. Pioneers win the opener 25-16, and then Osakis comes back and handily defeats the Pioneers 25-12 in game two. So we'll go at least four. Pioneers will have the serve in game three to begin. As referees at the scorer's table making sure lineups are all set. Pioneers again, they're at Long Prairie Gray Eagle tomorrow night and then at Holding Ford on Thursday. For Osakis, they also have Long Prairie Gray Eagle as their next match, but that's Friday night. It's odd that they would play on a Friday night. That's football night usually. Maybe they're playing Thursday. I know some schools are playing Thursday in football this week. It's the last week of the high school football season. Brianna Hopkins is handed the ball to serve, and here we go with game three. Left to right, and Hopkins sends it over to Allie Shear. Lean, near sides, and it's a winner. Big hit there, delivered by Osakis. Kayla Sorensen. Hanna Lean with an excellent pass. 1-0. Side out serve for Osakis now. That is Abby Strout. Played to Reardon. Reardon's pass to Hopkins. Hannah Call will get it over to Saddlemeyer, to Strout. Saddlemeyer winds up, blocked by Schmea for an ace. Cassie Schmea denies Brittany Saddlemeyer from the left hitter's position. And it's 1-1. Jade Porter replaces Hannah Call, and it's Kelsey Stuckmeyer serving. Here's 1, Osakis 1, both game score and match score. Free ball over to Hopkins. Now it's Furman, tip but played in the back row. Lean, near side, Saddlemeyer, played up front. Stuckmeyer, good play by Hopkins off the net. Call got it over to Shear. Now in the middle for Strupp, big hit off the net and down. Played well by Kayla Sorensen, but an outstanding play there up front by Brianna Hopkins. It's a tough chance coming up, pass that goes off the net, and Brianna able to get down low enough to still dig that out and keep the play alive. In the end, Osakis got the point, but excellent effort there by Hopkins. Serve, short one, played in the middle by Schmea. Schmea then on the return, blocked, and it's a lift. Point Osakis. 3-1. Both teams in their wins have gotten ahead very early by big scores. So imperative to keep it close. Pioneers play the serve for Porter. Saddlemeyer back row up front for Strout. Knocked long off the attack by Stallo. And it's 3-2 Osakis. And to serve now, Cassie Schmea. Claire Reardon steps off the court as Casey Brzozowski comes in. It's Furman, Porter, Brzozowski, Hopkins, Stuckmeyer, and the service by Schmea. Here's a tip across and a dandy by Sorensen. She really elevated and directed her tip with the right hand and got it to drop. 4-2 is now Collins back in. Corinne Collins for Allie Shear. Front row substitution. At the service line is Kayla Sorensen. Osakis 4, Pierce 2 in game 3. It's knotted at a game apiece here in this match. Stuckmeyer opted to play a serve that might have gone long. Back row now is Kelsey again. Here comes Straup up and played over by Stallo. Hopkins wants Furman from the near side and good dive in the back row by Straup. We've got a whistle and the streaks are in the net. Good effort by Abby Straup. Now Sorensen is out. Shear back in. 4-3 Osakis with Furman serving. Leah, that's long. Both girls in the back row, Saddlemeyer and Shear, thought about it and let it go, and it was a wise choice for them. 5-3. Leah changed her service approach. Usually she's a running jump serve. That time she just took one step and fired it. Here's the serve by Osakis. Played up to the net for Brashovsky. Brashovsky cuts it wide. 6-3. Hannah Lean again to serve. She had a long service run in the game 2 win. Floats it over for Jade Porter. Up to the net for Furman. Here's Bree Hopkins sending it way long. 7-3. Lean again to serve. 7-3. Sends it towards Stuckmeyer. Her pass up front. It set up Furman. Tipped by Brashovsky. Played there by the Silver Streaks. They get it over to Stuckmeyer. Now it's Hopkins just fisting it across. Up front to Straup. Sets it near side. And low and into the net by Morgan Stallo. 7-4, and Hannah Call will come in and serve in place of Jade Porter. 7-4 lead for Osakis. Hannah Call serving the junior. To Shear. Short set up the middle, blocked by Brashovsky. Oh, that's an excellent block up there by Casey as Corinne Collins went high to try and drive it through. But no-go, says Brashovsky, and it's 7-5. Call serving again. Over, and an ace. Saddlemeyer misplayed it into the hands of Lane Gertz. 7-6. Here's Hannah Call's serve to tie now. Just over, and Saddlemeyer, good receive that time. Lean races up the plate, and now Straup sends it across. Call passes to Furman. Middle for Brashovsky. Off a tip and down. And, oh, no, Osakis got it. Osakis plays it up. Now it is Stuckmeyer denied up front by the Osakis Silver Streaks. An excellent play on the defensive side by the Silver Streaks to get that point. Hovey will come in. I believe that was Straup that made the block up front. 8-6. And now Hovey will serve. Right to left. Hovey low, just got it over. Stuckmeyer to Schmea, back out. Kelsey free balls it back to Shear. Lean for Saddlemeyer, unwinds a winner. Nothing the Pioneers could do about that. As Saddlemeyer uncorks it to make it 9-6 Osakis. Hovey to serve once more. Tahira Hovey, a 5'4 senior. Cassie Schmea for Furman in the middle, and it's tipped by Brashovsky, blocked up front. Saddlemeyer tips it off the antenna and out. Referees confer, and they say it's Osakis' point. It was Brashovsky that hit it off the antenna on her block. 10-6 Silver Streaks. Pioneers need to stop here. Hovey again. To Schmea in the middle back. Pass to Furman. Tipped up front by Collins. And Call got it over to Lean. Now Straup in the middle. Collins blocked by Brashovsky, but down. Collins gets the winner, and it's 11-6. Tahira Hovey again. Serving at 11-6. Match tied at a game apiece. Schmea plays it up front. Here comes Stuckmeyer floating in. Tipped it, played there by Lean. Now Saddlemeyer will knock it across to Kelsey Stuckmeyer. Up front, Furman, and Hopkins will just get it over. And the Streaks will get it, and the Pioneers scrambling. Schmea got it over on the free ball. Now Lean. Here comes Strupp. Low and in the net. Both teams were scrambling, and it was going to be a situation where whoever got that point can consider themselves lucky. 11-7. Service for Claire Reardon. She replaces Casey Brzozowski, and Claire for Allie Shear. Now Lean, near side, Saddlemeyer, big hit again. Saddlemeyer starting to find her range from the left hitter's attack spot. 12-7. Shear to serve, the libero. White jersey, black shorts. Played to Reardon, free ball at the net, and there's Saddlemeyer, but racing up well was Schmea. She recognized that. Now Hopkins finds an opening. A soft little cut down the middle by Brianna Hopkins makes it 12-8. Service for Hopkins. Pioneers took the opener 25-16. Osakis in game two was a winner 25-12. Now Lean. Played over by Shear to Reardon. Up front, Furman in the middle for Schmea. Just knocks it back for Allie Shear. Racing over is Lean, and they'll pass it back to Reardon. Good play by Osakis. Now Hopkins. Furman will take a hit. Blocked up front by Saddlemeyer. Saddlemeyer gets the pass blocked. That time it's blocked. Pioneers played it. Schmea tips it and wins the point. Cassie Schmea. She had a big block in that sequence and eventually got the ace tip. And it's 12-9 Silver Streaks with Hopkins serving. To Shear, now Lean, short set, Saddlemeyer to Reardon with a dig. Pass to Call and free balled over by Cassie Schmea. Allie Shear for Hannah Lean. Here's Stallo, blocked up front by Stuckmeyer, played to Hopkins. Back to Kelsey Stuckmeyer. Shear plays it. Lean for Saddlemeyer again. Call with a one-handed dig. Al Furman blocked. A big block by Saddlemeyer or Stallo, one of the two. Or Sorensen, excuse me, Kayla Sorensen. And it's a 13-9 Silver Streak lead. Abigail Strupp with the serve. Here's Stuckmeyer off a Hopkins feed, and it's long. 14-9. Osakis by five in game three. The big swing game here. One apiece. Service is to Reardon. Reardon up. Wants Schmea, and Schmea got it in the line. Inside the line, back row middle for the point. 14-10. Porter in now. That's Jade replacing Hannah Call. Stuckmeyer ready. And Kelsey delivers her serve to Hannah Lean. Strupp gives it back for Lean. Short hit and low. 14-11. Coach Wessel up instructing her team. Here's another serve for Kel Stuckmeyer. Up front, in the middle, Stallo's blocked by Schmea. Now Hopkins plays it for Furman, and Reardon from the back row sends it off the back row defender and straight back. That was misplayed by Hovey. And it cuts the lead to two, 14-12. Service again for Kelsey Stuckmeyer. Directs it to Allie Shear. Saddlemeyer wide, and it's a one-point game, 14-13. That time, it was Saddlemeyer from the far side post from my vantage point. And now serving to tie is Kelsey Stuckmeyer. To Shear, good pass up front for Strupp. In the middle, tipped, but the Pioneers were ready with Schmea. Got it back, blocked. Schmea into the net. One more hit, one more chance, and there's the fourth hit. Pioneers had a chance to tie, but Osakis up two now, 15-13. Back in comes Stallo, replacing Hovey. Brittany Saddlemeyer's turn to serve. Streak serving right to left. Up by two in game three. Service off for Kelsey Stuckmeyer up front. Hopkins for Porter, cross court. Got it over, did Osakis. Nice play by Stallo. Now Furman directs it across. Played over by Lean. Shmaya for Hopkins, for Furman, blocked and off the Pioneers. Stalo Sorensen with the winner. Boy, Sorensen and Stalo, pretty identical looking. Dark hair, ponytails. And the 16-13 serve, Reardon's trouble with it, and that's going to drop off the net. 17-13, so the Pioneers were within one, but now they've dropped to four down, and Coach Klein will use a timeout. Her first of this game, 17-13 Osakis in game three, the big swing game underway.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. Fall kicks off a new sports season for the Piers Pioneers. Fall is also a great season for selling your home. Let's get started today. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771. Or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
We are in game three, where Osakis has a 17-13 lead on Piers. The match is tied at a game apiece. Piers winning game one, 25-16. Osakis returning the favor with a 25-12 win in game two. Brittany Saddlemeyer serving, coming out of the timeout. 17-13, and the serve is in play. Up to the net, Hopkins tipped. And back on the Pioneer side, where Reardon will play it over from the back row. Stalo at the net, Porter with a tip, back to Stalo. Now it's Shear, near side, knocked across, blocked again by the Pioneers, and that'll be a winner. Shmaya and Furman were there to deny. 17-14, Brzozowski will come in for Claire Reardon. Cassie Shmaya's turn to serve. Pioneers are down three, 17-14 in game three. Cassie, good serve. Shear with a good pass, though. Here comes Stalo, our Sorensen, and that's a winner. Kayla Sorensen from the far side makes it 18-14. Now Collins back in, Shear out, and it's Sorensen to serve. Kayla Sorensen serving, up four to Stuckmeyer. Now wants Hopkins. Near side, Brzozowski, this wide. Just missed her spot. Down the near side, and it's a 19-14 Osakis lead. We're in game three. We're in Long Prairie tomorrow night for more volleyball, Pioneers and Thunder. Serve played up. Here's Porter. Big swing, but low. Miss hit it. And now Osakis is up 20-14. Sorensen for a third straight serve. Kayla Sorensen, 5'9 junior, to Stuckmeyer. Good pass to the net. Hopkins pushes it back for Kelsey, and that's low. That was not, I think, what Coach Klein had designed there. 21-14, and another timeout for Coach Klein. Osakis by seven in game three when we return.
Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company should be your first and last stop when you're searching for auctioneering services. With over 50 years of experience, Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company makes your satisfaction their number one priority. If it's farm, livestock, household, or real estate, you can trust Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company for honesty, integrity, knowledge, and experience. See their website for upcoming auctions or to find out more at MidwestAuctions.com or call Joe at 584-5297 or 248-3590. The Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company says, go Pioneers!
All right, Coach Klein out of timeouts now for Piers. Osakis leading 21-14 in game three. They've got the service in their hands. The match tied at a game apiece. And it's Sorensen waiting, making sure the substitutions have been recorded. And now we're ready to play. 21-14 serve for Sorensen and Osakis. And it's low and into the net. 21-15, side out for the Pioneers. Leah Furman. Here's Leah. Now she's back to the running jump serve. Lean plays it up ahead for Chisholm, who's in the match. They got it over. Furman in the middle. Brzozowski couldn't get enough on the tip. It was blocked and still alive for Porter. Gets it over for Lynn. Now Chisholm at the net. Not over, and that's off of Osakis. Stallo denied up front. 21-16. Another serve for Furman. See, the JV football team is back in town. Here's the serve, and it's to Hannah Lean. Up front, Chisholm. Collins sends it, and it would have gone long, but it was played by Stuckmeyer. In the middle, Brzozowski now will pass it across. Saddlemeyer for Chisholm. Collins with a tip. Hopkins was there. Now Porter in the middle. Brzozowski with a pass to Lynn in the back row. Chisholm again. Here's Hannah Lean. Stuckmeyer with a dig. Porter off of Lean. It's still alive on the Osaka side. Here's a big hit delivered by Stallo, but the Pioneers dig it out with Stuckmeyer. Porter now for Saddlemeyer. Pass to Chisholm. Here's Shear playing it over. Furman back for Hopkins. Saddlemeyer to the net. Chisholm with a nice play, and they can't get it over. 21-17. Another serve coming for Leah Furman. Leah runs up, and Shear plays it from her middle back spot. Here's Hannah Lean off the block. A lot of power from Hannah Lean to make it 22-17. Osakis in game three. And Hannah Lean will serve. Lean sends it to Stuckmeyer. Now Furman pushes it across where Hopkins with a tip. There was Lean ready. Now Chisholm to the net. Tipped over by Brzozowski. Lean will play it on a pass to Stuckmeyer in the back row. Furman wants Brzozowski, blocked up front by Stallo. Pioneers with Porter swinging, and Saddlemeyer with a back row dig, but it's down. Saddlemeyer's dig floated, and falling backwards, Lean just punched at it and hit it into the net, and it dropped to the floor. 22-18, and now Hannah Call checks in to serve. 22-18 in favor of Osakis. Here's another serve for Call. Hannah Lean, off Shear, and she got it to drop inside the back line. Just enough off of it, and it stayed in play. 23-18, Hovey back in, Stallo out. Hovey will serve at 23-18. The winner of this game takes a 2-1 match lead. Hovey ready. Low but over to Schmea. And now Reardon from the back line, or I should say Call from the back line. Hannah Lean pushes it. Saddlemeyer will get it over to Hannah Call. Now Furman. She wants Stuckmeyer with a left-handed tip off Chisholm for the point. Stuckmeyer with a good adjustment in midair using the left hand to earn the point and the side-out serve. 23-19. And now Claire Reardon is in to serve. Here's the serve for Reardon. Saddlemeyer plays it up for Lean. Back set. Collins is blocked, and it's down. There was Stuckmeyer and Schmea, and it's a 23-20 score. Reardon again. Got a win by two. Service played to Hovey. Lean, cross-court pass. Saddlemeyer just got it over. Now Furman for Hopkins, cross court, off Lean, and back to the wall. 23-21. Big hit there for Brianna Hopkins. And Reardon will continue her service run here. Claire back for Hovey to Lean. Good pass. This will set up Saddlemeyer for a tip. Furman, though, comes diving in to play it up. Now Schmea tipped to the back line. Shear dumped over by Osakis' Lean. Pioneers ready again. Schmea unwinds. Dig by Lean. Here is a Saddlemeyer pass to Reardon. Now Furman. Hopkins will get a chance. Across, played by Lean for Allie Shear. Saddlemeyer sends it to the back row where Call passes to Furman. Back now is Kelsey Stuckmeyer. Lean plays it to Chisholm, and Shear comes up and punches it over to Reardon in the middle back. Furman in the middle for Schmea's tip. Blocked by Hovey. Now to Lean. Saddlemeyer races up, plays it to Call, and Call mishit it into the crowd. And it's game point, Osakis. 24-21. And we get Sorensen back in for Collins. 24-21. Up front, Furman in the middle, and the tip across, blocked. Pioneer still with a chance as Stuckmeyer gets it across to Saddlemeyer. Now Lean in the middle, Sorensen unwinds, and that's long. Just long, 24-22. Pioneer stave off elimination in game three with that point. Hopkins serving, floats it across to Allie Shear. In the middle, Sorensen to Hopkins at the net. Sorensen delivers, and it's 2-1 Osakis. They win game three, 25-22. We head to game four with the Streaks leading the Pioneers 2-1.
Hey, Pioneer fans, are you looking for a great gift idea? Hi, this is Brenda from The Clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design in Pierce. We have Pioneer wear for athletes, students, and parents. From infant to adult sizes, we have it all. Our selection changes often. For a great gift idea, we are also able to personalize your garments. And don't forget that we are known for our custom screen printing and embroidery for work, business, athletic teams, or just for fun. Keep us in mind for those milestone birthdays and other social events at The Clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design in Pierce.
Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Pierce is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, build material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sayre Backhoe and Gravel in Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
Are you or someone you know in need of a little extra help? Have you thought about inquiring about home care or maybe even hospice, but you're just not sure where to start? Horizon Health Home Care and Hospice is a Medicare-certified agency willing and ready to serve you. Asking for help is never easy. It's a big decision, and there are lots of options. Take the time to find the home care or hospice agency that is right for you. After all, it is your choice. For more information about Horizon Health Home Care and Hospice, please call 320-468-6451.
When you think landscaping or lawn service, think Scotty's Log and Landscape. When the focus is on landscaping, Scott and his team perform anything from mulching, planting various shrubs and trees, installing paver sidewalks, building rock and retaining walls, and much more. Scott has a vision for each and every project he pursues, and it gives him the ability to take the customer's ideas along with his own and bring them to life. Scott and his team provide a number of different lawn services, including routine lawn mowing, trimming, shrub and flower cleanup, cleaning of all sidewalks, and commercial and residential lawn spraying. When you choose Scotty's Log and Landscape, you can come to expect the quality service that you deserve. Their goal as a company is to perform and accomplish each job that far exceeds the customer's expectations. Contact Scotty's Log and Landscape today at 320-260-2042 or see their website at scottysloganlandscape.com or like them on Facebook. That's Scotty's Log and Landscape.
We're at the Memorial Athletic Center in Pierce for non-conference volleyball. Osakis in town. We've had a good match so far. Pierce won the opener 25-16, but Osakis has taken two in a row now to force a must-win for the Pioneers in game four. 2-1 Osakis is our score. Pioneers, two road games, short road trips, albeit probably the shortest road trip as the Pioneers will take. Long Prairie tomorrow night, holding Ford on Thursday. Both matches here on You Are There Sports. And, of course, the football game on Friday night as the Pioneers close out their regular season at an always fun rivalry game at Holding Ford. 7 o'clock kickoff on Friday night. Both teams are back out on the court. And we'll be underway in game four. Once the rotations are identified by the down official. I believe Osakis has the first serve here. Pierce had serves in games 1 and 3 to lead off. The libero, Allie Shear, now will check in. And Jessica Bleasey was on the court but gets replaced on that move. Hey. So the serve for Allie Shear is coming up. And we're underway. Shear directs her serve to Hannah Call. Plays it up. Kylie Porter now. Off the block. That's a winner for Kelsey Stuckmeyer. Driving it off the block of Abby Straup. And it's a 1-0 lead for the Pioneers. Bree Hopkins will serve. Bree's serve played to Shear off to the side. And it's 2-0. Right to the scorer's table, where the hyper alert Mark Warziniak had that one played perfectly off the short hop. 2-0 serve. Here is Hovey for Lean. Now Saddlemeyer dumps it across to Hopkins. Up front, Porter. Stuckmeyer from outside the line got it over. Lean for Brittany Saddlemeyer. Off the block, Hopkins played it up the net to Porter. Tipped it the net on the Osaka side for the point. Shmaya somehow got it to crawl over the net and drop. 3-0 start for Piers. Service again for Hopkins. For Allie Shear, Saddlemeyer raced up at the last moment to play it over. Porter in the middle for Shmaya. Shear comes diving up. Lean back sets now. Off the block, played by Shear. Did that hit the antenna or were the streaks in the net? No, four hits. It wasn't a block. It was a ricochet off the net. And so it's a four-hit violation and 4-0 lead for the Pioneers. Shear up for Lean. Sorensen off a block. There's a big hit to get Osakis on the board from Kayla Sorensen. 4-1. And to start the service rotation, it's Abby Straup. Straup off for Call. Up front now, Hopkins. Back sets. Here's Stuckmeyer from about 3 feet behind the net. Got it over, but played by Osakis. Saddlemeyer, that's in. Just inside the right sideline, 4-2. Straup will serve again. Serving left to right now are the Silver Streaks. And it's a good serve. Played up Hopkins for Kylie Porter. Block. Porter got it back to Saddlemeyer. Now it's Straup in the middle. Sorensen cuts it for a winner. 4-3. Kayla Sorensen starting to make her presence felt up front. I mentioned that Osakis and Long Prairie Gray Eagle play each other in volleyball Friday. Kind of an odd twist on Friday nights, usually football nights, but it's switched this week for those two schools as Porter just uncorks one way long, and it's 4-4. This Thursday night, Long Prairie Gray Eagle will host Osakis in football in the Prairie Conference. So Thursday football, Friday volleyball in the Prairie between Osakis and Long Prairie Gray Eagle. For the lead now, here's Abby Straup. Back for Claire Reardon. Tough play at the net, and that'll go into the net and down. Hopkins had no chance. 5-4, Osakis. Five straight points for Osakis here. They were down 4-0 to start this game four. Service is a good one. Call plays it for Hopkins, and Reardon now will knock it over where Hovey plays it up for Straup. Here's Hannah Lean off of Furman, and that's a 6-4 Osakis lead. Six unanswered points here in game four. And all from Abby Straup at the service line. Pioneers have Shmaya, Furman, Hopkins, Stuckmeyer, Reardon, and Call on the court. Hannah Call, pass for Hopkins, middle for Shmaya. Long, 7-4. 3-point Osakis lead in game four. Straup again, 5'7 senior to Stuckmeyer. Up now, I bet if Osakis gets this point, we see a timeout. Furman up to the libero. Now it's Saddlemeyer winding up off Call, and it's 8-4. Big hit for Brittany Saddlemeyer. Gives Osakis 8 consecutive points. Straup again serving to Claire Reardon. Up for Brianna Hopkins. Back set. Here comes Stuckmeyer. Good play by Hannah Lean. Free ball at the net. Shmaya was there and tipped it down. Cassie Shmaya with the gift. And it's 8-5, and that stops the run by Osakis, and it'll bring Jade Porter up front replacing Hannah Call, and it'll send Kelsey Stuckmeyer back to serve. Pioneers have to win this game to stay alive and force a fifth game. Here's Hovey up to the net. Straup pushes it over. Hannah Lean off a tip at the net. Stuckmeyer in the back row. Hopkins for Furman. Blocked. Pioneers still with one more hit, and they get it over from Hannah Call. For Lean, now Straup. Short set. Sorensen off a block. Played well by Hopkins. And it's Hannah Call, or I should say Claire Reardon, getting it over. Here comes Hannah Lean on a hit. Off of Bree Hopkins. Well, the Pioneers were on their heels that whole volley, trying to defend. And eventually, Hannah Lean got the point. 9-5. Stallo back in for Hovey. Saddlemeyer will serve. And Brittany Saddlemeyer sends her serve towards Kelsey Stuckmeyer to Reardon. A couple of Pioneers collide. They got it over, though. Now it's Straup for Sorensen, blocked but played to Reardon. Hopkins at the net. For Schmea, low and in the net, and it's 10-5 Osakis. Lead for the Silver Streaks. Again, Saddlemeyer serving. Off now comes Schmea. Here is a Furman hit, blocked. Leah plays it back for Saddlemeyer. Now Straup off for Stallo, and that's a winner, 11-5. Saddlemeyer serving with a 6-point lead. That is to Reardon, Stuckmeyer, and that's going to be a lift, 12-5. Saddlemeyer again. Brittany to Reardon. Pass up front, tipped over by the Silver Streaks for the point, 13-5. Eight-point lead in what could be a decisive game for Porter. An awkward pass, but got it to Hopkins, and Schmea delivers the point. Boy, Porter's pass to Hopkins was just kind of a reflex play. Now we're going to see Taylor Kimmon come in for the first time. Kimmon for Reardon up front. It's Coach Klein will try and bring some power up to the net. 13-6. Cassie Schmea serving. Off the net, but played there by Osakis' Stallo, and they get it over. And now here is Jade Porter winding up. Block. Kimmon got a piece of it. Porter keeps it alive. And Stuckmeyer will get it over. It rattled around up in the rafters. Now there's a block up front, but the Streaks are in the net. I believe it was Sorensen called for the violation. Nope, Lean, they say. 13-7. Schmea to serve again. Plays it off for Ali Shear in the middle. Sorensen long, 13-8. Pioneers are within 5. 3rd serve here in this rotation. Schmea ricocheted off of Shear, and somehow they got it over with Sorensen. Pioneers wanted 4 hits, and they're right. Here's Porter, and that's long. Boy, that I believe should have been a 4-hit call. It went off both Shear and a back row player, and then they passed to the net, and then the 4th hit got it over, and they got away with one. 14-8. Service to Jade Porter. Hopkins can't get to it. 15-8. Ball bounced right in front of the venerable Gene Poser. Service for Sorensen of Osakis. 7-point lead in game 4 and a match lead of 2-1 here at Piers tonight. In the middle, played over by Furman. Now Lean, free ball at the net. Kimmon with a tip in the point. Taylor Kimmon up front makes it 15-9. And Furman will serve. 15-9 deficit for the Pioneers. Furman for Ali Shear. Up now for Abby Straup. quarter. Plays it on the Pioneer side for Furman. In the middle, Kimmon unwinds off a block. Shear in the back row, tipped across. Schmea was ready. Dumped over and in by Leah Furman. Heads up play by Leah. She saw the opening and just passed it across the top of the net to make it 15-10. Leah Furman to serve again. Furman to lean. Now Allie Shear. One hit coming for Collins, and it's low and in the net. Excuse me, that's Jessica Bleasy, 13. Bleasy makes it 15-11. Pioneers have crept within four. Here's another Furman serve. Free ball at the net. Porter with a dump, and there's Jade Porter. Makes it 15-12. Lean's pass floated to the net, and Jade jumped on it. A three-point deficit now, 15-12, with Furman serving again. Leah to the back row for Allie Shear, up front for Strupp. Lean delivers one down the heart of the defense. She ripped that one well inside the line to the vacant middle back spot, 16-12, Osakis. And it's now Hannah Lean to serve. Here she comes, 16-12 serve to Jade Porter, mishit it, 17-12. Saddlemeyer with nine kills, leading Osakis. Here's a serve to Schmea. Here comes Bree Hopkins, and her hit is long. And Pioneers want a tip, but they don't get the call. 18-12 Silver Streaks. Pierce took the opener rather decisively, 25-16, leading 8-1 to start. But Silver Streaks have won games 2 and 3. And they are up 6 in game 4. Here's Porter. Porter, winner! In front of Hannah Lean to make it 18-13. And Hannah Call will come in to serve. Call for Porter. Pioneers need a service run here. They're down five in a must-win game against Osakis. 11-7 record for Osakis. Both these teams were in the Sauk Rapids tournament but didn't meet. There's a hit played, though, by the Pioneers off a block, and Call now will step up, send it across to Saddlemeyer. Lean cross the way for Stallo, and that's a winner inside a diving Cassie Schmea's attempt. And it's 19-13 Osakis. Hovey back in. Tahara Hovey, 5'4 senior, serving at 19-13. Hovey to Call, passes it up for Furman, back set. Here's Hopkins off a block. Hovey was there. Now it's over by the Silver Streaks to Furman again. In the middle, here's Kimmon. Kimmon got it to Straub. Played up to Bleasy, knocked over by Lean. Now Furman, who does she want? It is Stuckmeyer cutting it back row for Hovey. Lean races over to pass for Saddlemeyer. Saddlemeyer dug in the back row by Schmea. Stuckmeyer unwinds. Played there well by Kimmon. Now Stuckmeyer again. And it's a winner. Kelsey Stuckmeyer earns the point to make it 19-14. Hannah Call comes in for Taylor Kimmon. And Claire Reardon will serve. Pioneers are down 19-14. Here's the Reardon serve, directed to Hovey. Good pass, cross the way. Saddlemeyer tips, covered up there defensively by Furman. Now it's Kelsey Stuckmeyer, got it off Lean to drop. And it's a 19-15 lead for Osakis. Another serve for Claire Reardon. And the junior Reardon directs her serve to Allie Shear. Lean dumps it over to Call, who is ready and waiting. Now it's played to Hopkins. Shear in the back row. Lean back sets, and this will be Strupp. Reardon made a nice play to keep it alive. Dumped over by Schmea. Now it's Osakis. Lean with Bleasy getting it across. Now Furman, back row Call is going to pass it over. Lean to the net for Strupp. Strupp pushes it over here. Saddlemeyer off of Stuckmeyer and up in the air for Call. And Furman got it across again. Lean for Strupp. Again a chance for Brittany Saddlemeyer. There's the point. Another second chance for Brittany Saddlemeyer. And Osakis' lead is 5 at 20-15. Sorensen back in for Bleasey. Allie Shear will serve. Shear to Reardon. Now Furman plays it, and this will be call from the back row. Hovey with a nice play for Lean. Saddlemeyer off balance, got it over. Call to Reardon, and now Stuckmeyer. Cross court for Shear. Lynn. Lean Strupp passes to Hopkins on the Pioneer side, and Call and Furman both went for it and then pulled up, and a drop between them. 21-15, timeout Pioneers.
Who do I play high school softball for? I play for my mom and dad who've never missed a game. I play for the smell of my leather glove, the sound of infield chatter, and that incredible feel of the ball jumping off my bat. I play for sacrifice bunts and sacrifice flies because they've taught me what it means to be a teammate.
Whether they're playing for their teammates, their classmates, or their community, high school student athletes in Minnesota learn important lessons they'll use for the rest of their lives, like respect for the rules, time management skills, and the value of hard work and sacrifice.
I play high school softball for my friends who decorate my locker before every big game. That's who I play for. Play for keeps. Play for fun. Play on.
This message presented by the Minnesota State High School League and the Minnesota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back to action, 21-15 Osakis. Game four, serve to Reardon, now Call. And Hannah will get it over. Sorensen for Lean, back for Sorensen. Big hammer there, 22-15 Osakis. Pierce tennis team is in action in tournament play tomorrow. It was supposed to be Wednesday, but they moved it up because the forecast is calling for rain both Wednesday and Thursday. So they will play their subsection match tomorrow at 4 here. Pioneers hosting Crosby Ironton, a 4-5 seed. Good luck to the Pioneer tennis team tomorrow. Here's a hit that goes long from Abby Straub. 22-16 now. Osakis by 6. If they win this game, they close out the match. Here's a serve for Hopkins. Up to the net and played over. This is Jordan Rydell in the lineup. Here's Stuckmeyer tip to Lean. Now Shear, and Rydell will play it over on a pass to Reardon. Up front Hopkins. She wants Stuckmeyer. Big hit off Rydell for the winner. 22-17. Hopkins will serve with a 5-point deficit. Pioneers have Furman, Schmea, Stuckmeyer, Call, Reardon, and Hopkins on the court. Sorensen, Lean, Rydell, Strout. Here's Sorensen blocked. Big block by Leah Furman for the ace. 22-18. Another serve for Brianna Hopkins. Got it over to Rydell. Here's Strupp, blocked but played. Pioneers can't get to it though. And it's 23-18 Osakis. They got the block up in the air, but it dropped. 23-18 Osakis trying to close it out here. Here's Abby Straub to serve. To Call. Passes for Hopkins. She wants Schmea in the middle. And that's a winner inside the line in the corner. 23-19, and Jade Porter for Hannah Call on the Pierce substitute. Stuckmeyer will serve. 23-19, Osakis in game four. Kelsey off for Hannah Lean, up for Strupp, passes back for Lean into the net. 23-20. You must win by two. And Osakis needs just 2 points. Pass from Hovey for Shear up to the net and off the block. That's a winner, and it's match point. That was a good play by Hannah Lean with the left hand, and it's match point for the Silver Streaks, 24-20. They'll bring Morgan Stallo in. They also bring in Jessica LeBrun to serve, her first action of the night, and she'll try and close out the match. And Porter hits it up into the rafters, and there it is. That's the match. Osakis wins game four, 25-20, and in doing so, wins the match 3-1. We'll be back and begin the post-match show on You Are There Sports after this.
Hi, this is Steve, owner at Design Electronics Radio Shack in Little Falls. By now, you probably know that we are your Verizon-authorized wireless retailer. But I want you to know we are so much more. We offer an array of services, including Dish Network sales and service. We have a full line of LG TVs that we not only sell, but we also deliver and set up. We can set up your whole home with an audio system, and we also offer monitored security. If you haven't shopped us in a while, I'm inviting you to stop in and check out all that we have to offer at Design Electronics Radio Shack in Little Falls.
Hi. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. Fall kicks off a new sports season for the Piers Pioneers. Fall is also a great season for selling your home. Let's get started today. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Only 0.5% of all high school student athletes play basketball in college, but all 100% of them become adults. That's why playing basketball in their high school team is so important. High school athletes learn life lessons that help them grow up, lessons that can't be taught in the classroom and often aren't taught at home. This message presented by the Minnesota State High School League and the Minnesota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Family Medical Center, with offices in Little Falls, Piers, and Randall, brings quality family medicine, general surgery, internal medicine, obstetrics and gynecology, and pediatric care to the people of central Minnesota. Family Medical Center may have 22 providers and 5 separate medical specialties, but they all have only one focus, caring for the health needs of you and your family. Schedule an appointment today by calling 320-631-7000.
All for one, you, St. Gabriel's Hospital.
Amp Fitness, located on Main Street in Piers, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on-site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Piers Pioneers. Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Piers, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Piers.
Well, after dropping the opener 25-16 here in Piers tonight, Osakis rallies to win the next three over the Pioneers, 25-12, 25-22, and 25-20, to close out the match 3-1 for the Osakis Silver Streaks. Their record improves to 12-7, and they will play Friday, and they'll take on the Thunder of Long Prairie Gray Eagle. That's in Long Prairie Friday night for volleyball, as the two schools meet in football on Thursday. Pioneers also have the Thunder up next. That'll be tomorrow night. Pioneers will head west to take on another Prairie Conference opponent. It'll be Piers and Long Prairie Gray Eagle tomorrow night, 7:15, from the home of the Thunder for Piers and Long Prairie Gray Eagle. The Pioneers record now 7-11 on the season. The Pioneers have Thursday conference action at Holding Ford, and the regular season ends for the football team Friday night in Holding Ford. Subsection tennis tomorrow rather than Wednesday, moved up due to potential weather Wednesday, Thursday. So the tennis team, number 4 seed, hosts Crosby Ironton tomorrow in their first round of subsection play. And I believe that's a 4 o'clock first serve for the Pioneers. Good luck to them. So busy week coming up here as Osakets will leave with a 3-1 win over Piers in volleyball here tonight. We'll see you back on the air tomorrow night when Piers will try and get back in the win column against Long Prairie Gray Eagle. First serve, 7:15 here on You Are There Sports.
Thanks for listening to Piers Pioneer Sports on You Are There Sports. Piers Pioneer Sports is brought to you by RE/MAX Central with Dave Fisher, your agent. Radio Shack, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer in Little Falls. The Piers School District, Bob's Lumber and Supply. The Piers Fire Department, the Insurance Shop. Amp Fitness in Piers, Scotty's Log and Landscape. Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company, the Marshick Insurance Agency. Also brought to you by Central Minnesota Pest Control, Horizon Health, Sayre Backhoe, Gertz Concrete, and Becker Screen Printing and Design. Again, thanks for listening to Piers Pioneer Sports on You Are There Sports.